You need to grow into it slowly, to accept the new situation and the new world, and also to personally admit the mistakes you made in the world, the burdens you have brought upon yourself, the disbelief you had because you did not believe in life after death, and you mocked those who spoke of spirits of God and of life after death. So you need to admit what you have done and said, and that is not something you can get from everyone straight away. Because such beings take their time. They have the opportunity to repeatedly enter their former world and live there. And then they are again made aware of their spiritual tasks by these ascended spirit brothers and sisters and called upon to return to their real, spiritual life and to obey there. So a great deal of activity is required from the spirits of God who have nothing else to do than to constantly ascend and descend and to make these spirit brothers and sisters aware of the absurdity of their life on this earth and their attempts to be active here and to influence people, and to explain to them that they should rather train themselves and then, after this spiritual school, they would have the opportunity to influence these people in the world. Now among these deceased, are also spirit brothers and sisters who are not only unbelievers, but very malicious. They are disappointed in themselves that they did not profess any faith on earth, and they are disappointed in their own troubled lives. However, they do not want to admit it. They have the same disposition as they had in their human life. Just as there are people who do not admit their mistakes and who are uncomprehending, they are also uncomprehending in spirit. They do not want to admit it, and so it simply takes much longer for such people to begin the ascension, and the spirit brothers and sisters who help them have a much harder time with them. There are some very malicious deceased people. These can of course be banished to a place somewhere by the power and the word of God, that is by the orders of the angels. They are simply left there until they have come to the realization that they must surrender, until they have acquired the knowledge to obey the words of the higher spiritual world. The kind of evil spirit brothers and sisters that must also be received are then led to a place that is set aside for them, and this place is also a kind of exile. During this time of exile, however, they are not willing to change their thoughts due to their evilness. And then the spirit world of God intervenes and puts them into a deeper sleep with a spiritual remedy. It is common for brothers and sisters who have returned home to be led into a sleep for a while and then to awaken from this sleep somewhat strengthened. But that does not mean that the views that one had before are now completely different. For the most part, one is simply spiritually strengthened. But for most people the views are still the same as in earthly life, because they have taken these with them. These evil spirit brothers and sisters are led into a longer, deep sleep with gentle force, so to speak. A spiritual remedy or a spiritual medication is used for this. According to your human concepts, this sleep can even last 2 to 3 years or even longer. This spiritual sleep takes away from a spirit brother certain memories of his past life, of the burdens he has brought upon himself. The spirit world of God awakens him from this sleep, and the burdens then of course still lie in his soul, but his wickedness in the way he showed it has gone. He no longer has any memory of his previous life and of all that he had done. Depending on the individual's case, a spirit of God will draw his attention to this. You slept for a long time, but now you have also come back from life very burdened. And if the person concerned does not want to believe this, then his previous life or his misdeeds are brought before his spiritual eye, and he experiences it in this way as proof. And in most cases he is then willing to take on everything that is beneficial for him and good for his ascent. Through this deep, gentle intervention of the spirit world, this personal wickedness was removed, but the burdens he carried were not taken away. He has to make amends for all of this, except for this part, which is forgiven when he enters the spiritual world, as is to everyone's benefit. Even then, there is still enough burden to carry with him and inconsistencies that still need to be put right. So those ascended spirit brothers and sisters must be assigned to such an activity from their heights. They are taught and instructed for this and can now fulfill their tasks. This type of work makes God's spirit world happy, because these spirit brothers and sisters are aware of the elevated spiritual level they occupy, But they also know that it is not always easy to fulfill their tasks, especially with those deceased who come over and are very malicious. So tasks of all kinds are distributed. For example, a mother has to be cared for because she was suddenly called away from the earthly world and left behind underage children. You have already received these explanations. If such a spirit brother or sister does not carry any malice within them, but is deeply moved in their innermost being because of what has happened and simply cannot find the way because they believe that too much misfortune has come upon them and their loved ones, then they are led to a special house and there they receive their care and sleep. Each one receives the care that is intended for them by the spiritual world of God. In this way, one rises up, and one's personal achievements also increase, which then for the most part bring even more joy than what one has done so far. The angels of God also praise those spirit brothers and sisters who carry out such activities, and they are always in contact with them. It is then a great joy for those spirit brothers and sisters to be in the company of exalted angels of God, to be personally taught by them and to receive instructions from them. Because people usually do not just talk about their personal activities, but also have conversations of a completely different kind. The high spirit brothers and sisters talk about their experiences in their high heavens, and so a beautiful mutual friendship and a mutual dependency prevail. The very high spirit of God is dependent on the ascended one who helps, and the ascended one is dependent on the one above him. Everything is put together like a chain. Now, dear brothers and sisters, I have once again been able to give you a report of experiences in a special way and at the same time some teachings that should enrich your knowledge. So I would now like to withdraw into my world again and not answer any more questions this evening. May you be guarded and protected and guided by the helpful spirits of God, so that your life becomes a blessed life and you can meet us one day as trusted friends. God bless you. Report of the experience of spirit teacher Joseph through his mediator Beatrice Brunner in the hall on Mar 1 Quartenktonstrasse, Zurich. Original, tape recording. Next case. November 6, 1968. Hermann, an intensive lesson on the love of God, how an ascending spirit learns to treat his fellow creatures lovingly. Control spirit. God bless you. I am the control. Dear brothers and sisters, a spirit brother named Hermann is speaking to you. May this hour be blessed for you. God bless you. Hermann, God bless you. My dear brothers and sisters, my name is Hermann. I have the task of telling you something about my ascension. I would like to describe my life on this earth only briefly, but rather talk to you about the consequences of living the wrong way. Because what I have to say to you should also be a hint to you, you should learn from it. So I lived as a human being on this earth without faith in God. I did not believe in God or in life after death, not in a spirit world, nothing like that. I had no faith at all and imagined that everything would be over after earthly death. Now the disappointment was great when I woke up and realized that life continued. I had only laid aside my body. So a sublime spirit stood before me and he did not treat me particularly gently. He did not have friendly words of greeting, but he invited me to come with him straight away. It all seemed a bit strange to me and I was actually living in great amazement. This spirit of God now led me to a place. It happened so quickly that I could not look at the surroundings, especially since, I remember well, I was not even able to look to the right or left or forwards or backwards. But I was lost in myself. Now everything was completely different and I wanted to think about how I could still improve my situation. But even the excuses I had were of no use. So I suddenly found myself in a somewhat gloomy environment. The ground I was standing on was full of mud. Reminds of this film on this theme. R.A. Tilda Sedilla Rem, I sank into this mud while my companion walked lightly over it. I thought quickly and thought to myself, that may well be possible because I am much stronger and my weight is much greater, so I just have to sink in, while this delicate spirit next to me has it much easier. He walked lightly over this mud and it was very difficult for me to walk. He asked me to walk a little way through this mud. He wanted to go with me up a small hill. There was a hut there, or rather, there were huts one after the other. I couldn't count them, there were so many. While I was having trouble wading through this mud, this sublime spirit made no attempt to help me. He walked lightly in front of me and I followed with great effort and even with moaning and cries for help. It was all to no avail, he hardly looked back. So I finally reached this hill. I had become very tired from this walking. I really had a lot to think about. I suddenly found myself in a new world that I knew nothing about, that I hadn't wanted to know anything about and that was anything but beautiful. The sublime spirit then asked me to enter one of the huts. When I reached the slope, I could walk a little better. I went into this hut with him. Of course, I was not at all pleased with this environment and I had only one wish, to do everything, in order to be able to get away from this environment as soon as possible. But I soon realized that I could not leave here, but now I was supposed to listen to what this sublime spirit had to say to me. He accused me of living without faith in God. I didn't really hear any reproaches about my life, what I had done wrong, although I knew full well that I had done some things wrong and incorrectly in this case. I was only accused of my lack of faith. Since I didn't believe in God, I didn't have love either. And I had to listen to what love meant. In human terms, I would have to say that this conversation, in which they only spoke to me about love, what love meant, lasted for months. What I heard there had finally stirred up my innermost being, and I now began to accept it and believe it to be true, because I had to hear the same thing over and over again. The sublime spirit explained to me that the love that man has for his family cannot be compared to the love of God, that the love of God is something much more significant. God's love for his creatures is infinitely great, and so his creatures must strive to get to know the love that God gives to his creatures. The love that God has for his creatures means security, peace, happiness. Love that God gives is the highest good, encompassing all virtues. If you believe in God, you should love him, I was told. In this way, my mistakes were also brought about, and it was made clear to me that these mistakes were only possible because I did not know God and did not love him. It was explained to me, God's love means security. God loves his creatures and wants to draw them close to him. He wants his creatures to come close to him and live with him in glory and to enjoy glory. God's love for his creatures means compassion, understanding, mercy, goodness, justice and so on. All of this is contained in the true love of God for his creatures. And the sublime spirit told me, whoever confesses his faith in God believes he can claim that he loves God. But there are relatively few people on earth who love God in the true sense of the word, for one lacks modesty, another lacks humility, another is dissatisfied and domineering. So it is the vices in man that prevent him from really loving God. It would be only deception to assume that one loves God because one believes in him, but love for God would be love if man acted as God acts towards his creatures. How much I heard there. If I tell you that this conversation lasted months, you can imagine all the things I heard about what love means. Love means, a man should live in understanding, benevolence and goodness. Love of man means not possessing his heavenly Father for himself alone as a loving God. Love means, if one believes one feels it for God, that in this love there is great harmony, great peace, that in this love of God, there is also respect for others, that one must show respect for others. If one values and respects others, one cannot attack them in any way, one is just as noble in one's nature and as harmonious as God is. God is love. People only understand this love as something superficial. They only have shadows of the love that God has for his creatures. So if a person believes in God and believes that he loves him, he must also love his fellow human beings, because it is his fellow human beings that he is most guilty of and burdened with, it is the human beings towards whom he is most inconsiderate. And that is far from love. Well, now I have only had a very short conversation about this love, so I had to hear what love is. so I could actually think about it. I did not need to work during the time when these conversations were taking place. These conversations took place in my hut, which had been assigned to me. However, it was not always the same angel standing in front of me, but they alternated. When one left, the other came in, and the same conversation continued in the same way. So I was deeply touched and penetrated by this conversation and by this love. I believed that these conversations were so important for me, because I could truly learn something from them. It was certainly much more fruitful for me to listen like this than if I had had to go through the worst purification. Always being awake and listening was not easy either, but the strength to be awake was given to me, and so I learned what God's love is. But it was still far from certain that I would be able to pass on what had been hammered into me at the given time. When they decided that this instruction about love, how to behave towards others when you love God, was enough, they also wanted to strengthen my faith in God. They didn't just want to teach me faith, but love must also be rooted in faith, because too many people believe in God and don't love Him. And that was why they had spoken to me so forcefully. Then it was made clear to me, now you have some ideas about love and faith in God. Now I should also prove in the company of others how my faith and my love were. I was then led out of the hut and had to wade through the mud again with this Spirit of God. This was a great effort for me, and I received no help from the companion. But I immediately realized that I was not alone. There were other huts there, and they also came out of these huts with a companion. They had to make the same effort to walk through the mud as I did. In their case, too, the companion did not care about the arduous path that his prot. Now had to take. That seemed to be a punishment. And it was. I was not supposed to be idle, the work was going to be hard. I was led to a mountain, and I was now able to step into the interior of this mountain, with my companion always at my side, though the work was waiting for me. There was really hard work inside this mountain. I do not want to go into the type of work now, because you people do not have the necessary understanding of the relationship in the spiritual world with regard to the work of the spirits rising from below. It should be enough for you if I say, I had to do my work inside this mountain, and it was very hard. I was expected to work continuously, just like the others. You could not put your tools aside and rest. That's what the guards were there for, and we wouldn't have dared. We also realized that it was a hard life, a strict regime that you couldn't contradict. So we did our work. It was strictly regulated according to spiritual time. Then we were allowed to put down our tools and return to our huts. But after hard work, we still had the arduous journey ahead of us. When we got to the hut, or when I got there, if I want to apply it to myself, I felt tired, really tired from the work. So I was allowed to rest for a while. But then the Spirit of God came again and gave lessons. He spoke again about the love of God, repeated everything He had already said to me, and also explained God's creation and the plan of salvation. In this way, I and everyone else were taught. We had relatively little opportunity to talk to each other while we were working. But there was still an opportunity now and then, and so you could immediately determine how deeply rooted the love was in the other person, which was also talked about so much, or whether he had no thoughts of love, whether he lived and struggled with feelings of discord. You would meet such people now and then, and they would make their comments accordingly, believing that what was said had not been heard. I had now thought to myself, if I live on and have been led to such a place that I simply deserve, I must accept fate and I must try to bring out the best in myself. So I wanted to be willing to live this love. I tried to be friendly with the others, to give them proof that what I had been told was bearing fruit. I wanted to be an example to them. I could never determine how long the work went on inside that mountain. Because there is no one time like that of people. There is indeed a spiritual time calculation, but the ascending spirits have no insight into this time calculation. They can concern themselves with it and can ask about time, but they don't know what to do with it, so they live without time. So I did my work as best I could. And so I occasionally started conversations with the spirit who taught me. I asked him to pray to God with me. I wanted to express my reverence. I wanted to prove that I honor him and ask for his grace and his strength. And I wanted to practice love so that I could learn to love this God who was so foreign to me. I had to try to learn and understand that God really was my Father. He is the one who means well for me, and that I have to go through these difficult trials, and that it is for the salvation of my soul. So I imagined that an earthly father also punishes his children. This was my attitude, and it was of great benefit to me. Soon the good news came to me that I could change my job. I would then no longer have to wade through this mud, but I would still remain on the same level. This was good news for me. If it was already suggested to me that my work would be a little less difficult in the future, I was already satisfied with that. So the Spirit of God led me to another place, but also into a mountain. There he showed me what other spirit brothers had worked on up to that point. But then he led me to another place, and this was a great surprise and joy for me. No more mud, the earth resembled the earth as it was in human life. And what did I discover? A little way away from this mountain there were rows of horses, and I was now to lead these horses. I had to carry out my future work with these horses. What the others had worked on did not remain inside this mountain. It was spiritual material that had to be broken out, I must say. This spiritual material, which is in the lower stages of development, is not of subtle spiritual matter, as it is in the upper spiritual stages. That is why these objects are heavy. They remind us of the loads that horses have to drag on earth. So I had to carry out my task with these horses. I had a few horses assigned to me in turn, which were chosen to drag these loads away. I loved these animals very much. I was good with them. It should be said that it is quite natural, if one had to hear so much about the love of God, how God's creatures are filled with love. It was quite natural for me that not only a spirit brother had to be given this attention and care, but also the animals. I was also informed about this and warned from the outset that I had to be very careful and not express any impatience with these animals. It was fine with me. I could practice this love in this way, as it had been hammered into me, to have understanding, consideration, respect for everything that God created, whether of a lower or higher development. This was how I should be able to practice love. I had the feeling that the animals also had affection for me. I never had a reason to act against an animal. They were, it seemed to me, extremely docile and intelligent. So I led the animals, and that gave me great joy. I also had my quiet time again. I was now allowed to live in a house together with other spirit brothers. It was no longer a hut like it had been before. But the house was not particularly well kept. It was quite loud and a mess, and it seemed quite clear to me that all these spirit brothers and sisters were burdened in their own way and now had to do their work and be taught, and that their nature was anything but noble. So I had another opportunity to prove to those with whom I had to live what was explained to me. So I tried to show a lot of understanding and never became impatient, always listening as long as the next person wanted. Because most of the time the conversations were only about what one had once been in one's previous life and how regrettable it was that one was now in such a sober world and had no spiritual possessions at all. They talked about everything they had experienced and possessed in life. So you had to listen to them. But now and then I had the opportunity to point out to them that they should forget the past and now be interested in the new life. It was not as easy for everyone as it was for me. I quickly got used to the new circumstances, while others couldn't stop complaining. The many admonitions and the words about the love of God really made an impression on me, and I wanted to escape this lower world. But it was also made clear to me that I could not determine when the time for this work that I was doing was up, when I could ascend. I was made to understand that it would still take quite a lot before I could be led into a somewhat harmonious life. And so I thought, all of this, I am now experiencing because I did not believe in God and because I did not have love. Well, that was my spiritual life. So I wanted to persevere and tried to explain something about the love of God in conversations with the others. But it was not always so that I was welcomed warmly. Others were so marked and offended by their impatience that nothing could be done with them. So I had no choice but to worry about myself alone, and that meant that I lived the love that was expected of me with everything I came into contact with. And so I did. I cannot say how long I had been working with the horses, it is or was not important to me. I loved the horses very much, but less the work that had to be done on the side. I did not like the surroundings, and I did not like the brothers and sisters I had to live with either. So I just had to hold out, and I wanted to earn something better. So I did it, and then the Spirit of God came to me again and said, I think you have probably got through the worst of your purification. I breathed a sigh of relief. But I thought to myself that the next step would certainly not bring me complete happiness. I had learned so much from the plan of creation that progress can only be made step by step. But I wanted to be grateful if I could take just one step forward. So I was now allowed to leave this environment. I had to say goodbye to my animals. However, the Sublime Spirit allowed me to visit these animals again later. So he fled with me to another plane, and this other plane was like a paradise for me. There were green meadows, beautiful trees, gardens, even if sparsely planted, in their floral splendor. For me, after what I had left behind, it was a small paradise. But I was now to be familiarized and introduced to new spirit brothers and sisters in this new environment. I was taught again and told that I would have to live in a community house here too, but that I would have my own room where I could retreat to rest as I pleased. Further teachings, however, would take place in the community rooms. One must come together to honor God, to pray, to give thanks, to sing and to make music in His honor. I was very happy. Actually, and this must be mentioned, even in my hard times, my thoughts never went back to the past, lost life. I left it behind me and was no longer interested in what was happening on earth, what my relatives were doing or what was happening at all. I no longer cared about it, even when things were better for me on this beautiful plane, because I only had one goal, and that seemed to me to be the most important thing, to go upwards, towards a new world, a new life. And so I left the old one behind me. I was introduced to other spirit brothers and sisters. They were introduced to me. There were various workshops there. But they were not located in the houses where you lived. You also had to make a journey to these workshops, but making this journey was very pleasant and relaxing. The workshops were actually one-story buildings, and work was done in them. So my master and the brothers and sisters with whom I was to work were introduced to me. Here too, I was made aware that I should practice everything that I had learned and that was of great importance in the spiritual world. I should practice this love again. It was not just about liking the other person and being well disposed towards them. This love meant much more: patience, understanding, helpfulness, tolerance, kindness, compassion, if necessary everything, simply everything that makes the other person pleasant in their coexistence. That is part of the love of God. So I made a firm resolution to only work in this way. And I had to realize how good it had done me that this love had been hammered into me, it was firmly rooted. And so I had a happy time there. These brothers and sisters with whom I worked seemed to be striving in the same way as I was. And so I believed that they had also gone through such a teaching, even if not in exactly the same way as I had. But they were so well disposed towards each other and so considerate of each other. I was supposed to learn a trade after all. At first, however, I was more like a handyman. I had to familiarize myself with what was being worked on and just serve. That went for a while, and then the master took me by the hand and said, "Now you are to learn this trade." I enjoyed it a lot, because in this work you also had the opportunity to let your imagination run wild, to be artistically active. There was no particular rush, you had to work, you couldn't be indifferent and stand around, you always had to do something. But you could also spend a long time thinking about something and try it out, you were not scolded for it. So it was a different time to that of people who calculate the time it takes to make objects, which are accordingly expensive. This does not exist in the spiritual world. Here it is an advantage if time is not important. You can tinker around with an object for as long as you like until you finally finish the object or create something new. In this way you could be creative and time was not important. But you had to work, and you were also supervised. And so I was quite happy with that.